Okay, hey, Goalie News, May 31st. This is the second time trying to record this episode now. We got halfway through and I forgot to hit record. 100% on me. I'll wear that. This episode, we're going to be talking about the Vezina Trophy nominees, as well as future pros. Future pros is just kind of like a little segment that we might do here and there, talking about the young up-and-coming AHL goalies that we think might have a chance to jump up into the NHL this season. But to start it all off, Cody, why don't you start off with talking about the Vezina Trophy nominees this season?
All right, so this season, our Vezina Trophy nominees are Connor Hellebuck, Linus Allmark, and Ilya Sorokin.
Now, for those that might not know, is the Vezina Trophy, is it given out to the best goalie overall or the goalie that has done the most for the team?
So the Vezina Trophy is for the goalie who's done the most for their team in the regular season. And it's determined by all NHL GMs by a voting system. And the voting happens at the end of the regular season and the trophy is handed out at the NHL awards after the playoffs.
Right. So we have Connor Hellebuck, Linus Allmark, and Ilya Sorokin. Real quick with their stats. This season, Connor Hellebuck has a 2.49 goals against average and a 92.0 save percentage. Linus Allmark, he's been a monster the whole season. He had a 1.89 goals against average and a 93.8 save percentage, which was leading in both categories. Ilya Sorokin had a 2.34 goals against average and a 92.4 save percentage. And he was leading the league with 6 shutouts. Now, one thing that we kind of did not mention in the stats is the games played and the wins, right? Because it is our second time recording, we kind of know that, and we should have added it in between. But Linus Allmark played high 40s. 46. Connor Hellebuck, 46 or 47?
Yeah, Allmark had 46 games. Hellebuck had 36. 63.
And I think Sorokin had 62.
Yeah.
Right? We might be off by one or two, but we then started talking about the wins, how many wins they had. Sorokin was 50% wins, or close to 50% wins. Hellebuck had 37 out of 63. And then Allmark had 37.
Allmark has 40 wins in 46 games.
40 wins. Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
40 wins. Yeah, there it is. 40 wins. Right. So winning percentage, Allmark takes the cake again. Pretty high. Very high. Right. Only losing 7 games. My biggest kick. Did it matter who Boston had in net, right? Swayman also had a fantastic season. Was it 1 point whatever goals against average? No. But did Allmark really help the team get into the playoffs? That's my biggest kick on him.
Yeah.
Right? His numbers are absolutely monstrous, and I don't know if we'll see that again. Unless like Vasilevskiy or Bobrovsky or Ottinger maybe has a crazy season. But I think Connor Hellebuck did more for his team, technically. Mm-hmm. But he also has the worst stats comparatively. Right?
Yeah.
That would be my one knock. I wouldn't be surprised if Allmark got it because of the numbers. But I also, my number two pick, close number two pick, would be Hellebuck because he essentially put the team on his back to get into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Those would be my arguments.
That's fair. I'm just looking at the past, like from last season's regular season leader, and Igor Shesterkin led the league with a 2.07 goals against average and a 935 save percentage. Just right there, you can see that, like save percentage wise, Allmark was making more saves per shots, he was making more saves for shots, but Shesterkin's goals against average was above a two, and that just proves that Allmark wasn't having as many shots as Shesterkin was last year, who led the league. So you got to take a look at two is how many shots is Allmark averaging a night? Because as goalies, we know having a night that you have 20 shots and you let in one goal, it's easier to get your save percentage higher when you get 20 shots and you let in one goal rather than you get 40 shots and let in two goals. Your save percentage is the same, but it's way easier
to keep. Goals against. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
like 19 saves, 20 shots versus 38 saves versus 40 shots. And it's the same mathematical stat. It's still going to be that same stat, but it's so much harder to keep that save percentage up when you have more shots in net.
Yeah. And it's harder to keep the goals against average down when you have a lot of shots as well. Right.
Yeah.
Now in Igor Shesterkin's case, the New York Rangers last season, like two seasons ago now, technically, were kind of an average team.
Yeah.
Right. Where Boston was not an average team, right? They set records this year, right? So again, I think Igor Shesterkin did more for the Rangers than Allmark might be able to take credit for, right? But that's kind of the breakdown for the nominees. It'll be kind of interesting how it plays out. Are they going numbers or are they going like team MVP sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Hellebuck did win in 2020 with the Jets, obviously. Marc-Andre Fleury, 21, and then traded.
I'm having a little hot take that I feel like Fleury, or I think it was Vasilevskiy, got robbed that season. They gave it to Fleury for publicity.
I think so too. Vasilevskiy won it in 19. I think if Vasilevskiy won it in 21, I think he would probably be on the list like three or four times throughout his career.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who's still playing here. Vasilevskiy's still playing, Hellebuck still playing, Fleury, Shesterkin. So four out of the last four. And then you got to go back. Bobrovsky's still playing. And I think that's the only other goalie on this list, right? Bobrovsky won it in 2013 and 2017. So besides him, everybody else is retired.
Broder won it four times
in 5 years. Hasek won it four in 5 years. Sorry.
Five.
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 and 7 years.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy. Jim Carrey, I don't know who that is, but he's broke up Hasek. That's crazy. All right, let's move on to the future pros. Now, future pros, this is just kind of Cody and I's hot takes on what the team should do to allow these young up-and-coming goalies a chance to play in the NHL, if that's the correct move this season or next season. It's strictly based on numbers and what our opinions, but we've identified three goalies that we think should have a chance or could have a chance to play in the NHL more consistently this season. We have Dustin Wolf. He belongs to Calgary Flames. Akira Schmid obviously belongs to New Jersey Devils. And Joseph Woll belongs to Toronto Maple Leafs, right? Cody, who do you want to start with?
Let's start with Dustin Wolf with Calgary.
All right. Now, Dustin Wolf has played in the NHL one season. He was drafted by the Calgary Flames a handful of years ago now. He's still on his entry-level contract, which we'll talk about later, but he's played one game in the NHL, winning against San Jose Sharks, and he only let one goal in, and I think it was 24 or 25 shots against. His career stats in the AHL, he's played 105 games with a goals against average of 2.24 and a save percentage of 92.7. Now, this season alone, he's played 55 games and he had a 2.09 goals against average. And I believe I didn't write down the save percentage, but it was about a 93.4, I want to say. Could be a little bit off, but he had a great season this season. And I think because Markstrom and Vladar weren't having great seasons, they were having okay seasons. I think it put a lot of pressure on Calgary to do something with Wolf, which they did not kind of go, they didn't fall for the pressure, right? This season, at least. But going into next season, what do you think the right move is for Dustin Wolf?
I think that it wouldn't be a bad idea to have him as your third guy. I've seen it happen quite a bit now where teams have had that third goalie come up and not just play a few games, but kind of make an impact too. Like you got Kochetkov this year, had four shutouts. I know it's a little bit different situation because of injury with Anderson, but I still think that it could be something that they look at, having him as a third guy come up, make an impact a little bit, try to get his feet under him and still play his full season with the like in the AHL, but keep his confidence in the AHL, but still have him in the NHL having a few games under his belt, and then get him some confidence playing some higher level hockey as well.
Yeah, so what you're kind of saying is instead of one game, right, bring him up and let him have 10, maybe 15, get his feet a little bit more wet, but stay in the AHL so you have the consistent games and you're still developing and blah, 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 right? You still have the structure and then you get opportunities more often.
Yeah, well, and I think with that too, like Markstrom, his contract's done at the end of the 2025-26 season, and Vladar ends at the end of the 24-25 season. Wolf's contract is up at the end of 24-25, his entry-level scholarship, or at the end of 23-24, I mean. And I think that's a big thing, too. He has one season to kind of either make a name and kind of like a make-or-break type of situation. It's going to force Calgary to make a move with him. With Vladar's contract coming up pretty quickly too, what are they going to do? Like, are they going to try to make him an asset? Are they going to try to keep him on the roster, get a few games to, I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to trade him or keep him. I want them to keep him. I think he's a good goalie for that team. But with Vladar's contract coming up too, you're going to have to make a decision pretty quickly what you're going to do with this guy. And I don't feel it's fair for him, for his contract to wear out with no games under his belt, playing one game this season, who knows how many gets next year. I think it's only fair for him to get quite a bit of games to prove what he can do. And if he doesn't prove it, that's fine. He can play in the AHL, but I think he has the ability to prove himself in the NHL.
I think there's two easy ways of looking at it, right? You can trade Vladar this season, bring Dustin Wolf up to be kind of like a 1B or just a straight up backup and get the 15, 20, maybe close to 30 games, right, in the regular season. And you're just kind of slowly coaxing him in, but you're giving him the structure of the NHL instead of having him come up all the time. Now, his AHL team is also located in Calgary, so it's not that big of a thing to, like, hey, you want to come out to our practice again today sort of thing. Or you keep him in the AHL this season. You sign him to a bridge contract, right, which is like a 3 to 5 year contract. You let him be third string this year. Next year, he's on the bench with you, right, earning his keep. Full-time roster spot. And then the year after, when Markstrom's deal is done, you either sign Markstrom to a low year contract, or you let Markstrom test out free agency or trade him, right? And you make Dustin Wolf, based on this season's numbers, this upcoming season's numbers, you let him take the reins. Now, they need a competent goalie with Wolf that they can rely on if Wolf doesn't do well, right? He's a young kid. We've seen it countless times, Steve Mason, a little bit with Connor Hart, and then some other guys. If they get pushed too quick, sometimes they overwork themselves and they burn out, right? That's why I don't think it's a bad option to be the second guy this year, because you don't have this the pressure. You don't have the expectation to carry the team yet, right? And you have 2 years to feel like that and continue developing, continue growing into that goalie that will carry the team before the guy is gone, the guy being Markstrom. Or you kind of cram it into 1 year, right? Even Carey Price, he had a great year, and then they didn't have a competent goalie with him, and they kind of suffered with just bad stats, bad numbers for 2-3 seasons until he found his rhythm again, right?
Yep.
That's my opinion. Like, they have two options. There isn't a right option, and I don't think there's a wrong option. There's a patient option, and there's a very patient option. But both, like, he's going to sign a bridge deal, like Dustin Wolf will sign a bridge deal, 3 to 5 year, couple million, because he hasn't played in the NHL, really.
Yep.
Right? You don't know, like, it's just all potential still. Right. And it's all based on the AHL. Well, Markstrom used to be amazing in the AHL. And up until his second season in Vancouver, he was garbage in the NHL. Right. Couldn't find his rhythm. Right. Then he did. Now he's the guy, a guy. Right. So I wouldn't mind seeing him full roster this year, to be honest with you. And give him 2 seasons with Markstrom all the time, just learning from him. I wouldn't mind that. Right? He's only 22 years old. At the end of his contract, he'll be 23, and you got to do something with him.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, just looking at Markstrom, he's also 33 years old. So he's getting up there, not totally old, but you give him another, that's 25, 26, 2 years, 35 when his contract ends.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he'd be kind of primed to become a 1A turning into a 1B.
Yeah.
Right? Slowing down. Right? He's still worth a lot. I don't know if he wants to move again or not. Maybe Calgary winters aren't working for him. Right? They're pretty harsh. Yep. So, but let him be the role model for Dustin Wolf.
Yeah.
Right. Who else would you put with Dustin Wolf to be a role model?
Yeah. I don't see Vladar being a role model.
Vladar's still pretty young himself.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He wants the net. He wants the net the whole time.
Yeah. Vladar's only 25.
Exactly. Like, you could do 1A, 1B with him and Vladar, trade Markstrom. Two young goalies, though. Like, I think you keep Markstrom, you trade Vladar, and you bring Wolf up to start, and you let Markstrom mentor. Even though I guess Vladar is kind of doing the same thing that we were talking about with Wolf doing.
Yep.
Right. So, end of the day, I think he should be in the NHL within the next 2 years.
Yep.
Right. All right. Let's go to Akira Schmid. Right. Everybody thinks of him as a NHL goalie now, but he didn't play too many games this season. I had it here and then I got rid of it.
He played 18 games.
So he played 18 games this season. I think his numbers were pretty good. Quick dive.
213-922.
So like he is kind of future for the Devils, I think. Blackwood is already a free agent this offseason. I think you let him go, right? Let Blackwood find a home. And then you would keep, who would they keep? Who's their Vanacek, right?
Yep.
And his contract ends 24-25 season at the end of, right? So you let Schmid and Vanacek be 1A, 1B. Whoever's hot gets the net, who cares, right? Let Schmid kind of earn his stripes, work up to becoming the starter. Right, he had great playoffs. Nobody's denying that, but now he has to make it consistent in a full season.
Yep,
I think it's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Their goalies are a little bit deep. They still have Bernier,
Jonathan Bernier.
I'm just looking at the NHL stat on the NHL roster, and Bernier is listed as an injury reserved. They have Blackwood, they have Nico Dawes, they have Akira, and then they have Vanacek.
I mean, I think you let Bernier sail out into the sunset, personally.
Yep. I guess you got to look at, too, is Vanacek. He had a really good season. Are we going to take a look at how his playoffs went? Is that then a factor into how Akira's growth is going to be this season? Me, how many games he plays?
That might. No, I don't think he'll determine how many games he plays during the season. It might alter how trade deadlines looked at with Vanacek. His contract is done in the 24th-25th season. Schmid's entry-level contract ends 23-24, so the end of next season. Like, I think there might be a possibility halfway through the season Vanacek gets traded and they bring in someone who's might be a little bit more proven in the playoffs. But I think they have a playoff goalie in Schmid, right? Yeah. The New Jersey Devils are trending upwards rather fast. I think Schmid will be their goalie. And I think Vanacek, when it comes to playoffs, he'll either have to prove himself somewhere else or he'll have to prove himself if Schmid goes down. I don't think he'll get the start if Schmid's healthy and ready. Right?
Yeah.
So you're saying he's for sure going to be full roster spot this year.
Yeah, I can't see why not, especially how playoffs went this year.
Yeah. And he's 23 years old for anybody who was wondering. All right, should we move on then?
Yep.
That's a pretty easy one.
Yeah.
So we have Joseph Woll. 24 years old with Toronto Maple Leafs, right? I don't have how many games are his stats for the AHL and same for the NHL. Do you want to look that up real quick? And I'll give a little bit of background here. So with the Toronto Maple Leafs, they still have Matt Murray signed for this upcoming season. And then I believe he's a unrestricted free agent the season after. Ilya Samsonov is technically right now a free agent. Samsonov, I think, deserves a big contract. I don't think Toronto is going to be that big contract. Right? I don't think they have the money for that. And Matt Murray has been signed for a multi-year last season for $4 to $6 million. They don't have the cap space for Samsonov anymore because he's earned more than... He played better than what his contract was, right? Ironically, I think a good spot for Samsonov would be Edmonton, which would make 2 years in a row Edmonton signing the Leafs goalies, or like Winnipeg if Hellebuck leaves, right? Yeah. But that's Samsonov's path. That's not Woll's path, right? I think Woll should be in the NHL this year. He's 24. He's old. He's been in the AHL for a long time. Do you have his AHL numbers?
Yeah. So he started in the AHL the 19-20 season. He played 32 games, a 3.75 and an 880 save percentage. So not the greatest.
That's his first year, though?
It's his first year. The 2020-2021 season with the Marlies, he played 15 games, a 3.54 and an 892 save percentage. The 2021-22 season, he played 15 games, had a 3.36 and a 907.
So why is getting he only playing 15 games?
He also played four games in the NHL in the 2021-2022 season, had a 2.76 and a 9.11 save percentage. This season, he had 21 games, was at a 2.37 and a 9.27 save percentage. So really good season this year, and then played seven NHL games, had a 2.15 with a 9.32 save percentage in the NHL.
Why is he getting so little games?
I'm not sure.
Who is he with down there?
Toronto Marlies. Their other goalie is Holy.
Whoa.
They have 12 goalies on their roster, and they played.
Well, Ferguson's gone.
Seven. They played eight goalies. They had Eric Karlgren, Michael Hutchinson. Those are the other ones that have played. Hutchinson played 28 games this year.
Huh.
They had eight goalies that played a game this year. They had Peter Mrazek, who played a game.
Yeah, I can't forget about him. He's gone, though. I think he's Chicago.
He's Chicago. And then Hutch is with
So it's a bit of a revolving door in the Marlies.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been the guy in the playoffs for them with the Marlies, I think. Right? So I think it's time to give him the consistency, give him a chance to be their goalie. Like the Leafs for a long time, ever since they let Tuukka Rask go in the draft, because they traded for Andrew Raycroft. They've never really developed a goalie. From a draft. They've always traded in, traded out, right?
Yeah.
I think Joseph Woll should be their guy, developed in the Marlies and earned the stripes with the Leafs, right? He has 2 years left on his contract. Matt Murray has a few years left on his contract. Let them play together. Matt Murray's going to get injured next year. Let's see how Joseph Woll handles that starting role. Mm-hmm. Right. He stepped up big in the playoffs.
Yep.
Let's see if he can handle that pressure for a full season now. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find his playoff stats. I don't see it here.
Actually, I got him pulled up. His playoffs for the AHL?
No, for the NHL. Like how?
Oh, I got him.
Did he have two games this year?
Yeah, so he played in four games, apparently. He started two. He has one win, two losses. 2.43 goals against and a 91.5 save percentage.
Okay.
In this year's playoffs, which is the same as his career playoffs in the NHL. So not like fantastic, but you have to think about the moment.
Yeah. Right?
Pretty big, high pressure moments. And you're never going to escape the high pressure being in Toronto and the crazy hockey market. Yeah. Right? So I think let him go. He was drafted in 2016, third round, first pick. I don't know exactly the first pick, but 62nd overall. Like they drafted him pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think it's time you let him become the goalie that you think he's going to be.
Yep.
Fair?
That's fair.
Okay, tune in next week where we break down the Memorial Cup goalies, both their seasons, their playoffs, and how they did in the Memorial Cup, the good and bad, and where are they going from here. Okay. Yeah. See you guys next week.
Yep.
All right.